You can meet and hear Bill Barr, Albert Moeller, Pavi Rossinen, Chris Roseborough, Brian Wolfmiller, Joel Bierman, and Will Wheaton at the 2022 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 24th and Saturday, June 25th in Chicago. For more information, visit IssuesETC.org or call 618-223-8385. The 2022 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 24th and 25th at Concordia University, Chicago.
Teach your children well, their fathers have.
I was talking with some friends recently and describing what I thought, well, the overused term inflection point had been reached when we witnessed over the course of the last year or so, and still are witnessing, mothers going to school board meetings. Mothers who would ordinarily stay home and watch television with a glass of wine are out in the evenings, and I even know some of these mothers, and they are, well, as we used to say, they're giving those school boards the business because of what is being taught or being taught with or without their knowledge in their kids' classrooms. When you get mothers, soccer moms, off the couch in the evening to go to a school board meeting, something has changed. What has changed? Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this Wednesday, April the 6th, we're going to talk about parenting public school children. Katie Faust joins us. She's founder and director of the children's rights organization, Them Before Us. She's co-author of the book, also called Them Before Us, and a recent column for The Federalist titled How to Raise Sane Kids When Leaving Public School is Not an Easy Option. Katie, welcome back.
Hi, good to hear from you again. Love to be with you.
What progressive agendas are our kids likely to encounter in the public school classroom?
Well, you know, my kids are in public schools, have been, and I know a lot of your listeners do too, and so none of this is going to be a surprise to those whose kids are actually living it, but a lot of anti-America rhetoric, a lot of pro-socialism, the critical race theory that the other side says does not exist, absolutely does exist in the schools. Everything from like hating men to hating whites to demonizing Christianity, it is like a playground for wokeism. There's very few areas, even math and science, are being kind of captured by this woke ideology. So our kids are at grave, grave risk of being consumed and being discipled into this woke worldview, especially if they're in public school.
What reasons would sane parents have for not pulling their kids from public school?
Yeah, you know, I tell my friends or writers or other people that my kids go to public school. I've got a lot of other friends that have kids in public school. And of course, people just erupt. Oh my gosh, you need to homeschool them. Oh my gosh, you need to leave the state. And there are a lot of people that are doing that. But some people don't have the money to have one parent stay home and raise the kids full time. Some people can't leave the state. I have friends who are caring for elderly parents that can't move, jobs that don't transfer to Tennessee or Idaho. And so some people really are stuck in the city they're in or the state they're in or the schools that their kids are in. Even some parents who are trying to deal with a custody arrangement where they don't have sole discretion over what kind of schooling their kids get. And so we wrote this article today really as just sort of resources and how-tos for parents that don't have any other options. Their kids are in the public school. What can they do?
What programs are out there for parents who, like you say, really have no immediate choice but to send their kids to public schools?
There's a lot of good programming out there, especially Christian worldview formation. We list several in the article. One of them is called Maven Truth. I just spoke at their conference 2 weeks ago, and they do an incredible job of worldview formation. Our kids go every year to a summer camp called Worldview Academy, and it's like a shot in the arm for Christian worldview. And obviously, there's lots of resources online that can help you to teach your kids the truth. But the main thing is that these programs are not enough, right? Parents really have to step into the driver's seat when it comes to your child's worldview formation.
You say you, sane mom and dad, are the program. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, just that a lot of people talk to me and they say, I need a curriculum or I need a program or, you know, what kind of course can my kids go through? And the answer is there isn't one. And if there was, it would not be enough. The program is you, mom, or you, Dad. You are the program. It is you, you living this out, you teaching them the truth, you daily reaffirming it, you helping them filter out damaging ideas and build filters in them when it comes to evaluating the things that are in their world. You are the program. What our kids need is not to be handed off to some class. They need you to educate them and train them and to do it every day.
So how do parents go about making themselves experts on all these subjects, socialism, abortion, sexual ideology, critical race theory, et cetera?
Yeah, it's overwhelming, I know, and a lot of us, me included, did not go into this parenting gig thinking that I needed to figure out how to be a worldview apologist on everything from race to the economy to whether or not men and women exist. But if you are raising kids today, and especially if they are in the public school, you must turn your attention to these subjects, because your children will not know what to think about them until you first know what to think about them. And so it's very important for you, the mom, you, the dad, to become the expert. And so we list in the article a lot of different programs and sources and podcasts that you yourself, mom and dad, should be listening to regularly. Issues, etc., could totally get on that list, because you guys do a great job of covering a lot of different things going on in the world and help people know how to think about that, right? So that's what you need to do. You need to sort of be under the tutelage of organizations like the Colson Center. Watch videos from PragerU. I mentioned Canavox, canavox.com, which is sort of the natural law explanation of a lot of the different social issues that you're grappling with today. Get an education. Become an expert. Your kids will never know what to think about this until you first know what to think about this.
What do you mean when you say that parents of elementary school students need to focus on the grammar phase of learning?
Yeah, this is a concept that classical educators have identified, the grammar, logic, rhetoric sort of model for teaching. And the grammar phase is that age from 0 to 10, where kids sort of unquestioningly accept anything that they are told, especially from adults that they like. That's why these elementary school efforts to allow teachers to teach sex and gender theory to elementary school kids is so damaging, because kids will sponge up and accept whatever they're told. This is why kids go to Awana and can come home with an entire book of the Bible memorized, because that's how their learning is geared in those early years. They just sponge it up. And so this grammar phase is the time when parents need to really focus on truth and beauty, right? This is not the time to introduce necessarily controversial topics. You want to filter out damaging ideologies, damaging worldviews, people that are trying to evangelize your children in wokeism. This is the time where you saturate them in truth and beauty. Teach them the rules and the laws and the beauties and the natural reality of the dignity of all races, the distinctions of male and female, the beauties of a free market economy and private property. I mean, like, and do this all through their day, you know, do it creatively. We give some examples in the article about that. You know, you see a dad throwing their baby in the air and you go, isn't it incredible that men have this increased physical strength and they use it both to protect their kids, but also to bring so much fun to their life. So you've got to like reinforce the truth and beauty in that grammar phase of your kid's life, really just all throughout the day.
How does it change when the kids get to middle school?
Yes. So once your kids get to middle school, you are going to notice a shift. Instead of just accepting and regurgitating and repeating everything that you say, they're going to start to say, but why? But how do you know? And that's when you know they're moving into logic phase. This is the phase where they don't just need you to tell them the truth. They are actually ready to logically think through arguments for and against certain worldviews. And so at this age, you must introduce them to opposing ideas. You must critically look at other ideas, other worldviews with them. This is where you introduce them to difficult topics like abortion and same-sex attraction and transgenderism and socialism. You should be the first to talk to your kids about these difficult subjects, because whoever gets to them first, they automatically consider the expert. And when, especially if they're going to public schools, they need to know that you, mom or dad, are the expert on these topics. Because what happens is the first person they hear it from, they will automatically go back to for more information in the future. And you want them coming to you, not to their teacher, when they need a definition of the word queer. So in this phase of middle school, you really need to be introducing them to challenging topics. We offer some ideas for resources in there. The reason why mom and dad need to introduce this is you're going to do it in a way that will make them wise but not violate their innocence. The other side absolutely wants to introduce your kids to all of these topics, but they will do it using drag queen story hour. They'll do it by putting a picture of Chairman Mao up in the classroom, right? They're going to introduce them to socialism, but they're going to do it using very distorted heroes. So mom and dad, you have to be the one that introduces these challenging topics to kids, and that typically needs to happen in middle school.
You say that the woke agenda in our schools, they're not giving up anytime soon. Why do you say that?
Well, this is the way that they are going to ultimately capture the country, right? What they are doing is they're discipling our children. That's what they're doing. Right. Conservatives tend to have more children than people on the left, but we have for decades been handing our children over to be raised by the left. So that has to end. We have to not only give birth to our children, but we have to raise them. And I do think that that's possible to do even in a public school situation. But they are doing an all-out assault on your child's heart and mind and body in a lot of ways, too. And so you cannot allow your kid to go in there without the proper armaments. And the proper armaments are going to come in the form of the best ideas communicated by the safest people in their life, mom and dad, woven creatively into every different topic and subject, and fortified by honest answers to honest questions that you're going to give them as they grow. So this is an all-out fight. I hope that at some point we are going to be able to have public schools that are more sane, but in the meantime, make sure that your kid is not consumed by them.
Finally, there have been a lot of people who become acutely aware of what many public schools are teaching in the classroom, and these people have been activated by the shocking news. Do you think the tide will eventually turn against the woke agenda in our public schools?
I don't know. It depends on how vocal parents are willing to be. Honestly, the other side has been very, very successful in demonizing anybody that dares to speak up against their progressive agenda. And so really, you're going to have to make a choice, mom and dad, sane parent. What do you value? Do you value your child's mind and innocence and actually helping them to become wise? Or do you value social acceptance? Because you really have to choose one or the other, right? You're going to have to speak up. You're going to have to go to the school board. You're going to have to challenge the teacher. You're going to have to write difficult emails. You're going to have to run for school board. So, I mean, like, you have to do something other than just shrinking back and being worried about what people will think about you if you say it's unacceptable what is being taught in our public schools. That is really the only thing that is going to turn the tide, is parents vocalizing how what is going on in the public schools are completely inappropriate and doing that in every way that they can. I don't know, though, because I look at the culture battles that we're facing today, and most good parents, most conservatives, even most Christians have shrinked back. They have not stepped up to the fight because they are so worried about social exclusion. So we're going to have to choose, right? Do we want this veneer of social acceptability, or are we going to fight for kids?
Katie Faust is founder and director of the children's rights organization Them Before Us. She's co-author of the book also called Them Before Us and a recent column for The Federalist titled How to Raise Sane Kids When Leaving Public Schools is Not an Easy Option. You can read it and purchase Them Before Us at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk on Demand Archives. Katie, thanks.
Thanks so much.
Ad Crucem is the place for Christian greeting cards, jewelry, fine art, church supplies, and more. Learn more at adcrucem.com, adcrucem.com. After the break, we will be with Jesus entering Jerusalem 1 week before his resurrection. We'll look forward to Palm Sunday. According to the 3-year lectionary, our guest will be Dr. Carl Fekencher of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm Todd Wilkin. Stay with us.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.